At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Jesus said, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it." In the ancient world, pearls were prized as highly as gold. Although we might not think of pearls that way, even today, the most valuable pearls can be worth millions of pounds. Their beauty has always attracted interest, and in Jesus' time, they were mainly found in the Red Sea or Persian Gulf. Pearls were also found in far-off Britain, and indeed, that was one of the things that attracted Julius Caesar to these islands. The point of the story is clear. The merchant was always on the lookout for the very best pearls. They all had a charm and a beauty, but like any expert, he could easily spot the best, and when he found it, he was determined to own it. Nothing would get in the way. He gladly sold up everything he owned in order to buy this one precious pearl. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is just the same. It's so precious that anyone who understands how amazing it is will gladly give up everything they possess in order to be part of it. The kingdom of heaven is the most beautiful pearl of all, but there's no suggestion that all the rest is rubbish. Pearls are all beautiful and attractive. Jesus is affirming that there is much in this world that is fine and good. There's much goodness and beauty around us which we should praise, but the kingdom of heaven is on another level. Because it's God's kingdom, it is the best, and we should be ready to give up everything in order to be a member of it. Many people look at Christian faith like membership of a sports club or a motoring organization. You can dip into it as and when it suits you. But Jesus invites people to come and follow him on a completely different basis. He doesn't say, "Come and follow me as and when it suits you," but invites us to follow him for the whole of our life. And the reason for that is that his desire is to bless the whole of our life and not just a small part of it. So let me ask you a question. Do you see following Jesus as the pearl of greatest value? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that your desire is to enrich every part of our lives. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.